USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is hoping the federal government will provide assistance to flooded out North Texas. The governor telling reporters he had a talk with the FEMA administrator who expressed worry about low-income homeowners being affected by the flooding. The governor adding it's been a long time since the state has seen so much rain in a 24-hour period.
What happened yesterday is the second worst rainstorm and flooding in Dallas since 1932, and the second worst on record.
Sales of new homes fell sharply in July. The government adding new single-family home sales fell by 12% to an annual rate of 512,000 units. The average sales price of a new home in July also jumped to nearly $547,000. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
A whistleblower is speaking out from a social media company.
Twitter's former head of security filed a whistleblower complaint against the company, accusing it of failing to protect sensitive user data and lying about its security problems. Peter Zatko, who said he was fired as Twitter's head of security earlier this year, submitted the complaint last month to the Securities and Exchange Commission. His submission says that he uncovered extreme egregious deficiencies by Twitter in every area of his mandate, including privacy, digital and physical security, platform integrity, and content moderation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Students in Ohio's largest school district will start the new school year Wednesday despite a teacher strike. Columbus City School students will begin the year with online learning while teachers are on strike. The city's mayor has asked the teachers' union and the school board to return to negotiations, saying many students have already missed out on school due to COVID. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Pfizer is announcing its COVID vaccine for children under 5 is 73% effective after 3 shots. The FDA authorized the shot in June. Thousands of illegal immigrants continue to enter the United States through the southern border. Alongside the asylum seekers, drug cartels also smuggle drugs across the border as well. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Waltz tells Fox News that the only way to end this crisis is to involve the military.
I think we have to get the military involved here. This is a clear and present danger to the stability of our country. Americans are dying by the hundreds of thousands.
The cartels manufacture fentanyl and counterfeit pills to make it resemble Xanax, Adderall, or oxycodone. Fentanyl is driving the major increase in overdose deaths in the United States in recent years. Amazon and DirecTV are signing a deal that will air Thursday night football in bars and restaurants. DirecTV for Business provides content to over 300,000 bars, restaurants, casinos, and hotels. The deal will start this Thursday when the San Francisco 49ers take on the Houston Texans in Week 3 of the preseason. Amazon's Thursday night football makes its regular season debut during Week 2 when the Los Angeles Chargers travel to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.